please rise.
Would our guests like to come forward? Would you like to lead us in the Swiss Corps flag?
I will.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Okay, so first up we have the roll call by our clerk.
Councilmember Hansen.
Here.
Councilmember Olson.
Here.
Councilmember Ingram.
Here.
Councilmember Zimmerman.
Here.
Councilmember Goodrich.
Here.
Okay, we have absence requests from Councilperson Mutchler and Councilperson Watson.
I move that we excuse Councilmember Watson and Councilmember Mutchler.
Second. Okay, been moved and seconded. The second is a tie between Councilor Zimmerman and Goodrich, so we mark it down as a tie. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Council. Okay, next up is the public comment period. This is a period where anyone in the audience can come and speak on anything that's not on tonight's agenda. Anything you'd like to speak, 3 minutes in length. So any other subject, and anybody can come forward and speak but that guy. Anyone else? Okay, now we're down to that guy. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, but now look, last time I took 3 minutes, and apparently I spoke too fast because half of you couldn't figure out what I was talking about.
And that's true, but the clock is ticking.
My name is John Robinson. I'm from 6072, I think that's right, Malloy Avenue. Anyhow, it's Malloy House. No, I'll try this slower this time. It's an adult home with a U, not with an O, because the D-O-L-T is a pejorative, and I don't wear those anymore. So, you know, I just go with my T-shirt now, and whatever else happens to be on. I left my pejoratives. To refresh your memory and to alliterate, among the things I did many years ago, I was in the military, and I was saying it was a long time ago, but I can't remember how those muzzle loaders work very well nowadays. But then I became a cop, and that wasn't a long time ago, too, because I can't remember what the speed limit was on the Conestoga wagons. And then after that, I was a pedagogue. Now, I'm wondering if some of you know that's a polysyllabic term, which should impress you, hopefully, even if you may not know what it means, and that's the idea. And no, actually, it's another term for teacher, educator. You wondered what it was. If you had a pedagogue, how many of you would see a doctor? And there you go. Anyhow, among the things I've also done in my life, which is quite extensive now, in fact, I tell people I'm much older than I look, because when I was in the Army, I was in Century. Then I sold insurance for Century, and then I drove a Buick Century, so there's 3 Centuries right there. So I am much older than I look. But I'll get to the point sooner or later. This is a prologue. Okay, eventually, it has been said that when all is said and done, there's a lot more said than done. And I have to admit that both my best asset and my greatest liability lies in the orifice directly above my chin. So I have been guilty of that, you know, that very saying myself. But I was myself involved in politics for many years, and I was elected to more than one office and not elected to also more than one office. And one of the biggest complaints that I heard, I was very involved in Linden. I was there for years. I'm involved in the county level. I know a lot of those people still do. State level, I know a lot of those people. National level, I know some of them. If I had time, I could name drop. I did know Matt Barbara Bush, and I met Mike Huckabee, and I met some other Et al. I don't know if you've ever met Et al. Or not. Great guy. But the point of this is, I'm only trying to get there now, is that one of the common complaints among those in office, how long?
30 seconds.
Okay, I'll talk real fast then, is that they complain that people don't come and participate. Well, last time I was here, I talked to you about crosswalks. I have not seen the first indication of either a crosswalk put in over by the Hagans and or signs. And today I heard the mayor got a personal indication of how potentially serious the lack of them are. Because remember, I am allergic to rigor mortis. And tire prints on my forehead just don't look good. Thank you.
Thank you. We don't have any audience. Try to top that, will ya? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. I would approve a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, second by Councilperson Olson. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next item is the final plat for the Vista Meadows Phase 3. So who's handling that? Our well-dressed...
Excuse me. I'd like to send that back to committee. We didn't get what we wanted.
Okay, so we still have a staff report?
Generally, it's staff report and then council discussion. If you like to make a motion and you have a second, then you can do that. But usually the decision would be staff report first and then council action.
The problem was we were told we were going to get something in our packet on Friday, and it's not there. So I don't really know how that would apply to actually shelving something that we wanted to shelve when, in fact, we didn't get it. It's not complete.
I believe the motion at committee was to ensure there was a requirement related to a barrier in the street there. I think staff's position is that that requirement has been put into the
requirement. We wanted specifics.
That wasn't technically part of the motion. It was ensure there's a requirement in the documentation.
It was part of the discussion. So what do we need, a second?
You would need a motion and a second, okay. And then an approval.
Wait a second.
There hasn't been a motion.
Or did you make a motion?
I thought I did, but I'll make it again. I'll make a motion to refer it back to committee so we can get it completed with the particulars in it that I asked for on Friday.
Discussion. Any further discussion on this? Public comment on this. We're having a discussion on the motion to send it back to committee. Councilperson Goodwin.
I have no idea what's being talked about here. So I don't know whether I should vote for this or vote against it, to be honest with you.
Well, let's go to the maker of the motion, and he would attempt his explanation.
We needed a barrier extended from the roundabout down Vista, southbound, so that we have the illegal left-in, right-outs, or left-in, left-outs, illegal that are going in there, and we wanted specifics on how that was going to be done.
More than what's stated here about the fact that the developer will take care of that or bond for it?
Right. And we wanted specifics on it because we've had issues with things not being specific enough. So we've asked for it. We were told we would have it in our packets on Friday. It wasn't very specific in Friday other than what you just read. And that's why we want to have it brought back so that we can see exactly how this is going to be accomplished.
Okay, response from staff. Janice?
Yeah. It was my understanding at the committee meeting that I was to bring information here to the city council meeting to present to the council for review and discussion. And that's what I've done. So we have the drawing, we have the dimensions, we've done all the background work. So I'm here tonight prepared to discuss the splitter island.
That's not what you said you were going to be bringing Sam so that we would have it in the packets.
It was my understanding we would be discussing the information.
Why would we approve something going forward when we don't have all the information?
I have that information here tonight to present to the council for that
discussion.
Maybe I'm not
making myself clear. We wanted that information in the packets, not tonight.
And that wasn't my understanding. And so I figured I had a couple days because it did take some time to come up with the alternatives with the design, and so I'm here tonight with the information and ready to present it to the council. So
there still is that motion on the floor, so the motion has been made, and so any further discussion on that motion from council?
Yes. I don't know who, I gave it to you, and I gave it to you on Friday at 11 o'clock. If they didn't pass it on to you, then I don't know what else I can do. I'm not in the habit of telling department heads what to do. I didn't do it my first term. I don't do it my second term. I direct it to the mayor. He's in charge of administration. So if it didn't get passed on to you, I'm not really sure what to tell you at that point.
Mayor was out on Friday.
Oh.
I believe I did pass the emails on.
Okay. Well, then I guess you chose not to answer it.
It was my understanding that I was to bring information to the city council.
You got the email on Friday that didn't say that. It said it was very specific because I wrote it. So I know what it said. So you chose not to answer it by Monday. I even gave it another reminder this morning asking for it again. and all I got was crickets. Nothing. You know, since they're saying they passed it on, I'm assuming you just chose to ignore it.
Okay, so I guess we can argue whether, I mean, there's a misunderstanding. The motion before you is the council would vote to move this back to the next committee. So that's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on that? Councilperson Ingram.
What is our option?
Your option is you would vote to move it back to committee. We would stop discussion on this and would go back to committee. If you did not, but he's made that motion to vote on it now. If you did not vote at that end, then we'd proceed with the staff report and see the information that's present before you. So it's your choice to put it. It's the council's decision to put it back in committee.
Well, I think Janice's information, though, speaks to the motion at hand. The motion, you know, the concern, the reason why the motion is being made is because there's concern that the information is not available.
Well, is this my point is this. Is this such a complicated issue that we can't make an informed decision given the information that Janet has brought forward this evening?
Well, you haven't seen her information.
I haven't seen that information. I have no idea. I don't know what this is.
Nor has the committee. That's why we're at this point, is because before we can, as it said, we've had a unanimous thing to send it to the council. It was based on we would have that information in our packets. We did not get that information. We asked for it on Friday, didn't get it on Friday. We asked for it this morning, didn't get it this morning. And now it's going to come here, and we haven't even seen it. The people who are supposed to look at it and put it forward as a recommendation or not.
Councilperson Hansen, microphone.
We have a couple of options right here. One is to go ahead and consider to vote for the motion and put it back to committee. Then it's going to go back to committee and then come back at the next council meeting. The other is to take a look at the material that Janice has prepared for us tonight, ask questions, and if we're not satisfied at that point, then we can move to run it back to committee. The downside of that is we're probably going to discuss this for 45 minutes or so tonight, and then we will discuss it again in 2 weeks when it comes back, and it may or may not be the same proposal. I don't know. So I'm still on deciding how to vote on Keith's motion.
We certainly, I mean... The only thing left on the agenda is this, so it's not like you're pressed for time. So
that's not the issue.
I understand.
The issue is that's what the committees are for. If we're not going to pay attention to what the committees are asking for, then why have them?
Okay. Point taken. Councilperson Zimmerman?
Yeah. I second it for discussion. And we do have the participants in Vista Meadows here tonight, so I wouldn't want to see them come in vain. And I, you know, in some points I agree we should have all the information. But there's a lot to this, and we'll talk tonight, and then we'll talk committee, and then we'll talk and probably in 2 weeks. But I mean, I think we should be diligent because it is construction season. You got the weather for us, and they want to move ahead with their project too. So if we somehow can do that, that would be good. But there's a few issues here that we brought up in committee that I think we wanted to discuss with the body, and then see where we want to go from there.
Councilperson Goodrich?
I personally cannot support the motion that's on the floor for the simple reason I understand your point that you want to make that, you know, staff didn't follow the direction of council somehow. I don't think it should be, the point should be made at the detriment to the plat here. And the fact that the folks have come out tonight, I don't see what the benefit would be to send it back to the committee other than just to make the point, and I don't think that's fair to the person that's proposing this phase of their development, that they should be penalized because staff didn't do something, you know, that. And I personally would like to hear what Janice has to say. And then if after Janice has to say we have questions or issues, then, yeah, let's send it back to committee. But without hearing what she has to say or present, I think the motion is a little premature at this point in time.
Councilperson Ingram?
Well, I just have a question. Janice, I'm assuming that this barrier is going to have to be put in as part of the Vista pavement rehabilitation stuff.
I'm not so sure that's a question. Now you're asking her to get into specifics.
Well, no, my question, Mr. Mayor, is the fact that will this delay the project that we're on Vista?
No.
Okay.
The answer is no, then, I guess. Okay. Are you ready to make a vote? Okay, so a yes vote puts it back to committee and the off the agenda for tonight. A no vote moves us forward if we have some discussion. So I understand both sides. Okay, so all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 That's three. Okay, it's back to committee. All those opposed?
Aye.
So 3-2, it's back to committee. Okay, that makes for a quick agenda. Mayor reports, the mayor has no reports. Councilperson Zimmerman?
You know, how about since we kind of bait and switch the people that were going to come and talk, you know, i.e. Mr. Braithwaite's, because, you know, what you say is at the beginning, public comments or anything that's not on the agenda. Well, this was on the agenda, taken on the agenda, so he missed his 3 minutes, at least at the very front.
But at that point, it was on the agenda.
But now it's not.
Yeah. So that's the unfortunate part about it. Yeah. Okay, council reports. Councilperson Ingram?
Well, this is a little interesting tidbit here. My wife and I took a short trip last week, ran down to visit some friends in South Central Oregon. We were sitting there in about 90-some-odd degree heat. And the forecast was for 102 the next day, and we decided we were going to be leaving the next day. So I decided to check the weather at home, so I picked up my little thingy and tapped my weather app and looked at the temperature, and I noticed that there was this big red circle with a big exclamation point through it. And I'm going, really? So I clicked on it, and there was a severe weather warning for Whatcom County. High heat. Temperatures may reach into the 80s, and my friends are just rolling on the floor laughing. They're going, that rates a weather warning in Burnell? I said, you bet it does, man. High heat warning. May reach into the 80s.
Councilperson Zimmerman.
Yeah. Janice, I guess this is a question for you. The lights, all of the big lights, overhead lights, the cobras right in front of my house there at Douglas and Main, I think it's either they were out for a weekend, then they were on, and now they're off again this past weekend. And since we have so many kids that are in apartments and stuff around there, it's kind of dangerous. So if somehow someone could flip a timer or flip the switch or breaker or whatever it is, I don't think all four of them just, you know, it wasn't a burnout situation. It's some kind of electrical little snafu in there.
So just what time they're coming on?
No, they need to be turned on.
Oh, they haven't been coming on. Is this at the intersection?
Yeah. All four of the big ones.
Okay, any other council reports? Councilor Zimmerman?
And I would like to make a public statement that my crazy idea of the electromagnetic anti-static calcium dissolver is working like a charm. And my dishes are coming out wonderful, and my shower door is now no longer a bad issue between my wife
and I. So all citizens from Ferndale are encouraged to go to Councilor Zimmerman's house and fill up bottles.
Take a shower.
No, fill up bottles of water. Unlimited amount. For free.
Is that with a garden hose outside?
Any other council reports? Seeing none. Department reports. Finance director.
I put out some financial data tonight. I had trouble sleeping. Look at that tonight.
Wasn't this exciting? It's not.
6 months of data.
City administrator.
Nothing.
Planning director.
Happy 4th of July.
Good for you. Public works.
Happy.
Clerk.
on Friday, you may have heard about the Friday Night Lights charity football game that was intended to raise funds and food for the Ferndale Food Bank, and we did a. My office was involved in trying to get the word out, so we put the advertisement on the I-5 board and did a bunch of social media stuff, and it was there were a few thousand people at the game, and they raised $6,000 for the food bank, which will double because she can double her money, and 2,510 pounds of food. So it was a rousing success. Excuse me?
2,600.
2,510 pounds. Unless it's been updated since Friday, but that's the number I got on the field.
That's a ton.
Why not? That's worth at least 1,000 people.
It'll go quick. It'll, you know, that's about 2 weeks.
No, I meant that meant 1,000 people brought food instead of paid to get in, and 2,000 paid to get in.
Yes.
So, at least 3,000 people there.
That's great.
Police? Okay, motion to adjourn.
Moved.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.